This is the First Comp Halftime Show, and it's time to visit with your university and your university president, J.B. Milliken. At the half, Nebraska leads Iowa State 14-10. J.B., from up here, it's easy for us to say, why didn't Sam get rid of the football instead of yanking that down and blowing the last 14 seconds? But then again, he's down there and we're up here.
That, exactly right, Jim, and I would never say that.
No, of course not. Yeah. You know, you might gesture it, but you'd never say it. Let's talk about research, J.B. I know it's a huge, huge, very important initiative, not only from your standpoint, but I know you take that message to all of the campuses. And let's talk about why research, instead of just instructing kids and developing important programs, why is research so important?
Well, Jim, teaching kids and providing access to Nebraskans for a quality education is our first priority. But close behind comes a research activity at the university. And I don't know that people recognize how much of a player the University of Nebraska has become in the last few years. In the last 6 years, we have doubled the amount of research done here. We are now 27th in the nation among all public universities with over $350 million wow. devoted to research and development at the University of Nebraska. And it pays big returns for the state.
Well, it creates jobs. You build buildings. You have initiatives. You bring great attention to the state, too. Talk about some of the projects that you're most proud of.
Well, there are projects across the state and on every campus. UNL, of course, is a major research university with over $100 million of federal research dollars coming in. The Medical Center is in the same boat. They both have had just incredible success. Great leadership on our campuses to make that possible. You know, the national statistics say that there are 31 jobs created for every $1 million of R&D. We've done some of our own analysis, firms from outside the state studying the return on investment at the University of Nebraska. Every dollar invested in the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources brings 15 back to the state in economic activity, and a similar result was at the Medical Center in Omaha.
You guys keep track. It's like football. You keep score. Where is Nebraska? Where is the University of Nebraska system nationally as a quote-unquote player in research and development?
Well, we have moved up steadily. A few years ago, we weren't in the top 50. Last year we were 33rd among public universities. We're 27th this year, and we keep moving up every year, and that is great for the university. And one of the great things that I've seen over the past few years is Nebraskans recognize the importance of this. We saw some research about 4 years ago where about half the Nebraskans interviewed said that research done at the university was important. 90% this year said they understood that it was important to the state of Nebraska. It creates jobs, creates opportunity, attracts talented people. There's just great things that come from it.
And you're inclined to travel around the country, even around the world, and see what other people are doing. You and the Regents have been making trips lately. What have you taken from some of those?
Well, we're going to, in about 2 weeks, Board of Regents and I are going to North Carolina to look at a variety of campuses there that have leveraged their strength of those universities for the benefit of the economy. The Chancellors and I are looking at ways to leverage the strength of each of our four campuses to be regional hubs of economic development. I think that's got great promise for Nebraska.
J.B., great seeing you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Jim.
That's J.B. Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska, your university, your president.